The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th.
What happened? What did he do?
Forgot the Safarinu of the Torah be open said in Al Hamid.
How does it relate to what he said?
This is a Madrega.
He's that one. That's true. And look at me. What I find is
they either undo the top button or you tighten up the top.
Oh. Yeah. The stories are always just as likely to happen to you or to the person next sitting next to
you.
There's never, I've never heard one that is impressive. Not one, other than that the girl learned all the time. That is immensely impressive.
Okay, that's right.
Everything else, seriously, hasn't happened to you, I understand. Imagine that you're at a setting like that and you forget it wouldn't happen to you. It takes Rav Kook to burst into tears at seeing an Israeli stamp with the Hebrew date. Hasn't happened to you. It takes Rav Kook to come to Switzerland to say, "Oy, I never realized that Eretz Yisrael was missing." So, come on, man. It's like no fool that doesn't have all of these things. I don't understand. It's such a zilzal to make these into stories. Say over so and so and so and so. Horrible. Sir Richard.
Yeah, if somebody tomorrow will have to bow into my Gemara and you
can use it on Shabbat.
Okay, use it on Shabbat.
Yeah, Richie, we have a new head today.
New head.
Yeah, right. Shabbos. Shabbos. iPad. Shatpad. Perfect. Can you imagine? There's money to be made here, Rich. Glasses, please, so I can see what I'm doing.
Can I just ask everybody what this has to do with what we were talking about, how it relates to the...
You can't ask me anything, because we're about to start dates up.
Oh, Rebbe wants to focus on the Gemara before we actually begin to speak. Wow.
Daf Chof Zion. That's where we're at. I believe so, remember? Today's Daf brought to you by Ben Kodosh Yerushalayim. Second Beitzah is Daf Chof Zion, which gives you ample cause for happiness. And here we were at the top of the Daf. Rabbi Yehuda and Nisiya, six lines down. Rabbi Yehuda and Nisiya, Havileyahu Buchba. Now remember, we were in the locus, the middle of the locus, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about the question not of Mukta, as it turned out, which is an old machlokus, and nobody has changed their minds about here, but about whether a Chacham is allowed to be Raya Es HaBechor on Yonta. That question revolves around a completely different issue, which according to Rabbi Shimon, because of the fact that the heter of a Bechor through a mumcha from Munin is something that is actually creative in the heter. It's not something that is a mere yediyah b'alma, because even if there's a yediyah about the mum existing, until the Chacham paskens on it, it isn't mut. And therefore, it's similar, perhaps, to being Danas Hadin, which you're not allowed to do. These are gezeiros because of Ktiva. There's always court stenographers there. And there's other possibilities, and some learn Rashi means the two are interrelated, that it's a tikkun, it's actually tikkun. It's not like, it's like taking off Trumas HaMaisras, essentially. You make it possible to use this thing, and that's always similar to Tikkun Mona, and therefore we don't allow you to do it. And so, getting along in that sugya, we discover that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, whose grave is in Barneya's neighborhood, it's in his neighborhood, and I think that that saved us perhaps from having to hear about it. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya had a particular bechor. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was not a kohen, however, he did have kehanim that were on his table all the time. And there you go. He managed it. And, you know, as Barneya often would participate in the Seuda of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he wanted to be able to serve Barneya some bechor. Problem is that it was Yontif, and he had not had a heter to shecht the bechor. So what did he do? He sent it to Rav Ami. Rav Ami was a mumcha, and Rav Ami says, I don't think so. He thought that perhaps it's not a good idea to see a bechor on Yontif. Are you feeling okay? Good. And I don't like it if people go around holding their chest. So be careful. All right. Good. So Rabbi Ami was afraid that the halacha would be like Rabbi Shimon, and you're not allowed to do that. I don't understand. What is your hesitation? We have a general kalal in Psak, in where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's your concern about Rabbi Shimon saying it's awesome? Anyway, meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was getting, this wasn't going anywhere. So, and Rabbi Ami didn't want to act on it, so he sent it on. And he sent it to Rabbi Yitzchak Mavra. I don't think so, said Rabbi Yitzchak Mavra. So Rabbi Yitzchak Mavra also was suffered a little mechazer. Omele Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vitema Rabbi Zrika. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, or maybe it was Rabbi Zrika, we might be a little confused as to which one said which or which one, but somehow or other, both Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zrika were involved either in the opposite order or this order, and said to him, what is your concern? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halakha, Rabbi Yehuda. Omele Rabbi Abba, will you be quiet already? You know, you guys are constantly getting involved here. These rabbis wanted to, once and for all, determine that we were going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon and not see Bechor HaSan Yontif. And every time somebody is ready to take a stand on the issue, come along those who seek to not allow them to act affirmatively. Amalei, do you know something out of that? What's wrong with what I'm saying? The halakha should be like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, okay, so va'at ma biyadech. So what do you have that I don't know? Well, now actually I do know a little something. Hachi Amar Rabbi Zera. Actually, Rabbi Zera said, halakha k'Rabbi Shimon in this. Omer Mandu. Now somebody who was standing there, we don't know his name. But somebody was standing there said, I love it when they give these long distance messages. Don't believe it for a minute. I don't like it when I hear these descriptions of what somebody said. Halavai, I should be zeich to come up there at Yisrael and hear it straight from his mouth. What did he say? And as is inevitably the case in all of these Gemaras, he gets there. Toki Salik, when he finally does get there, it's a show to Rabbi Zera. Salik Lahatam, he finds Rabbi Zera. And he asks him, did you say, Amalei, Amar Mahaloch Rabbi Shimon? Amalei, of course not. Which is always what happens. No, I did not say Haloch is like Rabbi Shimon. What I said was, I mean, if you do say Haloch Rabbi Shimon, it means that you have a Kabbalah from that, that this is something that is passed on from theirs. What I said was, and it was misinterpreted, is that it's Mistavra Amri. I said, look, if you take a look at the tendency throughout the Sugya here, it's very suspiciously like the halakha has been taken for granted. It's Rabbi Shimon. Because look, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'en Mumon Nikar Mipa'od Yom, Ein Zeh Min Amulchan. Now note that that language is Rabbi Shimon's language, right? If the Chacham didn't paskar on the moon before, then that means it's out of use for Yontem. Now in the Brayta, remember, it said there that that's what the Chachamim said. And why did it say that that's the Chachamim? Why didn't it say that was Rabbi Shimon? Whenever we do that, it usually means that that's the halacha, that there are other people involved that we don't know, perhaps haven't identified everybody by name. But the Brayta was set in such a way that Shema Minam Mistaba Kavatei. Apparently, it was assumed that that was the halacha. Okay, my Haviyala, but bottom line, that's not good enough. So bottom line, my Haviyala, Omer Rav Yosef, look, I'm gonna bring you a proof over here. Toshma, the Talya Ba'ashli Rabbi. The truth is, this question is dependent on some very heavy artillery here. Ashli Ravravi either means thick ropes that you're not going to be able to argue with or get out of, or it's a lotion of eshel. Eshel is a type of tree. So Ashli Ravravi would mean these are awfully big trees that you're going to have to fight if you want to fight. Because there's a long, long through generations, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Omer Rabbi Mishum Kilak Avishad of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon v'chavei Rab. Now this Rabbi Shimon v'chavei Rab is Rabbi Shimon ben Manas, as we saw earlier. Okay? Rabbi Shimon v'chavei Rab, Omru halachak Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to see what that is and how it relates to our sugya. But before we do, we don't understand what's going on over here. Well, that's ridiculous. What do you mean, Amru? How in the world could Kehila Kadisha, the Yerushalayim, and all these previous generations possibly be talking about Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who did not exist in their days, since they are a heck of a lot older than he is? What do you mean they said in his name? No, okay, fine. I understand. All those generations you listed are older than him. Tuva, much older. No. What it means is, oftentimes you'll find that the elders will comment on a theoretical or on even on a child that say, oh, look, here we find once again raising its head that old Aristotelian issue from the days of Rabbi Meir. That's what it meant. What he was saying is that this shita, which is about not being Royan a Bechor, is following the shita of Rabbi Meir. So it's the shita of Rabbi Meir Amua. Which Rabbi Meir? It's not this. We learned in Bechor, out in the Mishnah. Ha-shulchet et ha-Bechor v'achakach her'a et mumo. Somebody shechts a Bechor, and there was no mumcha there. Now, ex post facto, he wants to show the mum. This is why I shechted it. Was it okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, I mean, if ex post facto, it's also good. Rabbi Meir says, no way. If he shechted it, shelo al pi mumcha, then it's not all to me. It's awesome. Now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Alma, kasava Rabbi Meir. So what does it mean? It means that Rabbi Meir holds that the re'iya of a mum and a bechor is not a matter of information, like the re'iya of a treifa. Treifa, you take a look. Does the lung have a hole in it? Is there a problem in the intestines? Whatever. What do I care? Shecht it first. It's not an issue. Just give me the facts, man. Give me the facts. If it's not a treifa, I'll eat it. But a bechor is not that way. A bechor, apparently, requires a advanced heter for the act of shita, and therefore it's more important and has a stronger impact on the process, and that is the same as what Rabbi Shimon said. Because basically what Rabbi Shimon said is, look, this is an act that actually creates heter. It's not just giving over information, and because of that it's not allowed to be done either because of tikkun or dana tadin, whatever. But it's not just a matter of finding out something.
Was it gezerah to check the korans?
Well, yes.
So should maybe
actually, in a way. But the question of whether bidyavad you could find out ex post facto, that already is not, that's the question here. That's not the Eku Gezer. And in fact, Abaye comes to argue with this assumption that Rabbi Yosef is making here based on what Rabbi Yaakov was saying, which is a story that duplicates the story that we just had, because Abaye is older than Rabbi Yaakov. But nonetheless, Abaye could still be saying it b'shitas Rabbi Yaakov. Our Rabbi Yaakov. That's basically the same idea we just talked about. Yeah. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, no. Atu atam b'roim b'umim pliki. Well, they're not arguing about the nature of Ri'iyat Hamum. We have no right to say that. What they're arguing about over there is whether we fine a person for not following the Gezerah. We said, to ask a mumcha. You don't ask a mumcha. We're not going to let you eat it. What is that? That's nothing to do with the chashivas of the act, that it's more than information. Why would that have anything to do with the question of Rabbi Shimon? You can't ask him that Rabbi Shimon is right, because now it turns out that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Shimon, so now you have two against one. It's a completely different issue. After all, over there, b'knos ha'pligi. I'll show that to you. D'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Yochanan, about this question. Look, he says, if we're talking about cataracts, okay, there's no question that everybody agrees you cannot check a cataract ex post facto, because it instantly changes at death. The eye is so much in constant flux with lymph being gone. I mean, the moment it changes, it looks completely different. And I mean, everybody knows that, dead man's eyes. I mean, you can't see whether this is a mum, a real mum on a cataract, if you don't check it while the animal is alive. So obviously, it may look like a mum kavua now, but it really wasn't. So that for sure it's usher to eat after you shechted it. Mishum de mishtani. There changes. Ki pligi b'mum et sheva guf. I mean, broken legs don't change. Right? Okay, so fine. Now the question is, how about there? Okay, so Rabbi Meir says, well, Gazrina Mumim Sheba Guf, Otu Mumim Sheba Ayin. If you allow people to eat based on something that they check after death, somebody may make the mistake of checking for a cataract, finding a cataract in the Bechor, and eating it based on the cataract, and therefore, we don't allow you after death. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's the machlokas there about whether we make a gezerah. And since we make a gezerah, so we don't allow you to eat it if you don't follow our gezerah. By the way, says Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, read the Mishnah and you'll see that it has nothing to do with an argument about the status of the chashivas of the re'iyah of the mum. What does it say? Rabbi Meir Omer, well, if you shechted it, shalal al pi mumcha, tough. Awesome. What kind of crazy way is that to say it? So obviously what you're saying is, we're not going to allow you to do it because you didn't do it right. That's all. So it's clearly a lashon of knas. Shema mina knas erudika kanis, shema mina. That language proves it. Now, ani vardina. I think it's Vardina, means rose-colored face, because Rashi says they're all over. Rashi means it's two possibilities. Either Vardina means he was so beautiful that he used to call him Rosie, or, much more prosaic, though I'm sorry to tell you, is that there might be in Barnea's neighborhood a place called Roseville.
Roseville?
He came from Roseville. Mm-hmm. They called him Ami Vardina.
Near Pleasantville?
Yeah, it's nearby. So Ami Vardina, anyway, he was the professional Chazi Bucher de Venecia. He was the one who used to see the Bechor in the Beit Hanasi. And he refused to look at a Bechor on Yom Tov. So, Biyumatava, Lo Avichos, So he came to tell Rav Ami, because Rav Ami was, as we saw before, you know, he was Mesupik, and sometimes maybe he thought he could be Raya Bechor. Omar Luz, Rav Ami said, no, he's right. Shaper Kofi to Loch Chazi. He's doing the right thing. Wait a minute. We know that there were times that Rav Ami Gufe was Chazi. I mean, definitely, he was Chazi. Ah, you're mistaking what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Rav Ami was called in to see a Bechor. Now, there's two things that a mumcha has to take care of when he sees the Bechor. First of all, is it a mum? But having established it's a mum, is it a mum that came about by accident? Because if it wasn't a mum that came about by accident, then you're not allowed to eat the Bechor based on that. Kohanim are notorious for causing accidents to Bechorim. So
bite your tongue.
I didn't do anything.
That's
I didn't.
Not perfect.
I just tied. All I did was tie his leg down to the railroad tracks, thinking he would enjoy watching the trains go by. I don't. Okay. So because of that, part of the other thing that the mumcha has to establish is that this was a real accident. So tell me the facts, man.
Just the facts.
So bum 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 bum. So actually what happened was, he was chazi mi'etamol. Now looking at the mum can take a second, but getting the facts from men can take an hour. He didn't have an hour. So he saw the mum erev yontif. Saw it was a mum. So any elements of din, heter, and so on, that's taken care of. Now I'm not going to be moderate for you unless I know there was an accident. That he did on yontif when he had time to discuss it. So Kichazi, actually Rav Ami, the Maisa was, he would see the day before. On Yontif, he would start questioning the guy, you know. So Shilu Kamashalu, just the facts. Hey, Kiyavi, you have to tell me the facts. And you know, there was a guy, this is the fate of the rabbis. Poor Rava is taking a shower, and he's got soap all over his hair. Naturally, this guy comes banging just then with his Bechor. I gotta check this. Rava peeks out from between the soap and the shampoo, looks at the Bechor, says, okay, got it. Oof, come back tomorrow, please. So that's what happened. Now, he actually had seen right away that it was a mum, but he was not gonna sit there with the soap in his eyes discussing with the guy how this came about. So the guy came back tomorrow on Yontif. So Kiahu Gavad Aiti Bukhur Kami the Rav Apani the Malayuma, that was right before Yom Tov. Poor Rav is sitting there washing his shampooing his hair for Kachayev Reshin. So Dali Eine, he's able to lift up his eyes through the soap. Vachazil Mume, he sees the Mum and tells the guy, okay, could you leave now? Zila Idna Vatala Machar, come back tomorrow. Ki Atala Machar Amar. Okay. Tell him, come back on Yom Tov. So tell me what happened. Well, what happened, the guy said, hey, we looked at it. Well, you see, there were these delicious-looking oats on one side, the barley, on one side of a fence that had been made from hutza. And that has these sharp pieces that come from the deca. And this animal is on the other side. And he never fails. On the other side of the hutza. And all he wants to do is stick his head out to get some delicious barley. And his lips got caught on one of the leaves, tore his lip apart. My poor, poor animal. Tragedy, wouldn't you say? So, Bahadi de Boy Lamech, Alayalesh, Pratimitsilisfute, says Ravatin, and maybe you set it up? And you put on the other side the sari just so that he should stick his lips between the hutza, maybe. I'm like, absolutely not. Look. Now the question is, and why would we believe the guy who says no? So this is the question. Rashi says we're talking over here about a coin. But does everybody question Rashi? If we're talking about a coin, he's not Ne'eman B'Dover, we shouldn't believe him when he says no. So understand it, maybe Tafka B'Yisrael, who's not kosher, and therefore, if in fact he had set it up, it would have been awesome, but he's believed, so he didn't set it up. Anyway, that will leave us, we're running out of time. Uminot Emra de Grama Asra. And if he had set it up, would it be so bad? I mean, it would just, yeah, he didn't really do it. He just, we're hoping it would happen. How do we know even a Grama Asra? To tie it. Mum lo yevo, from which we dash lo yehayevo. Do not cause a mum to be there by making it. Elosh lo yehayevo mum. How about Grama the Alma? For instance, a little piece of delicious looking dough that is soaked in animal fats, or a nice fat vela stuck onto his ear right around a little doggy who's very hungry, you know. So the doggy comes, bites the dough, with a little bit of ear at the same time. Kol mum lo yahayebo, we're saying. Mum, kol mum. Therefore, even Grama the Alma would be Asur. And now,
Rebbe,
for a word from our president,
now he does see the difference. He didn't see it before.
That's what we said.
As opposed to the earlier,
correct,
where they were coming
exactly
on. That's the difference.
Yes, okay, sir. That's the Gemara's answer. And now a word from our president. Wonderful. Behimashemita. Once we're talking about, already we talked about the Bukhorish and the Falabor and so on. So, what would be the din of a dead animal? Lo yizis enemy mekoma, you can't move it at all. It's not roi for anything. Now, this is something of a problem because we said before, bechatchim tanevela, lefnei akelev, I mean, it should be mutter. That we'll get into in the Gemara. Umaaseh, v'shalur at the Rebbe Tarfon aleha, and on one other case. Aleha ve'ala chalashe nitmeh. So, chalashe nitmeh, what are you going to do with it? It's not any use. Nichlasu beit ha-midrash, v'shal, both of them. Now, apparently, when Rabbi Shimon, we had before Rabbi Shimon, so according to him, there's no problem. This is a little mukzah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo haitan nevela merif Shabbat, Asura, because Rabbi Yehuda does hold the book. Says what we say now. Stam Mishnah. Everybody's paskening. Shalom Ali with the Rabbi Shimon. No. Afilu Temer Rabbi Shimon. Moder Rabbi Shimon beBaalei Chayim Shemetu Shasuri. It says over here in the Nevi'ah is talking about of an animal that was half dead. You're expecting it to die. So he's saying there's no Yisur Mukzah just because it was alive before. My Da'at was son of some. If it's a live, walking, happy animal, because of that, he's also noted that it's going to be awesome if it's not misukenet, and therefore it's not muchan leklavim, muchan adam, inam muchan leklavim. Tzayni chalamar baram meimar, mishmei derav liyam rabodeh hayar rabbi shimon, bebaalei chayim shemetu shasurim shapet. Actually, this is a machloket in the da'at of Rabbi Shimon. So if you hold of the Psak of Rov, as reported by Marbaram Neymar, that indeed Rabbi Shimon is Modeh, that if it was a living, happy, jumpy animal who suddenly drops dead, that then it's, of course, it would be also okay, then you can explain that our Mishnah could work out perfectly well with Rabbi Shimon. But what about Marbar and the Rav Yosef, who quotes Rov in the other way? He says, Rishbei de Rava, so then our Mishnah, Shalali Bada Rabbi Shimon, Targamu is a Iri? Not necessarily. There's still a solution. The Mishnah might be talking about Behemat Kodashim. And over there, since it's a Surah Bahana'a, what are you going to do with Kodashim that were made to? You have to bury it. It's a Surah Bahana'a. It has nothing to do with it. Rabbi Shimon is also motive. That's out of your ability to use. Now, I know you're going to tell me, okay, yeah, right, sure. Excuse me. Read the Mishnah carefully. It says exactly what I'm saying. Take an army. Diktani, why put these two crazy cases together? Aleav ala chala. What chala? Why from chala? I'll tell you. That's the point. Aleav ala chala shenit meit. The Mishnah is basically giving you a clue. But if that's the case, if you're really right that that's true about the Mishnah, then I can prove that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's only because it's Kaddisha. What would be the din? Sorry, about Rabbi Shimon. What would be the din, however, if it were Chulin? What would be the din? It would have been Mutter. Otherwise, why do you have to talk about this case? Then it only works out according to Marbury, the Rabbi Yosef Mishmei the Rava, who holds that Rabbi Shimon would have argued even about Balei Chaim Shemetu, that they're Mutarim. So then the only way that this works out only with Rabbi Shimon would be to say that it's Kaddish, and they understand. But according to Marbar Amemar, who said, no, Rabbi Shimon would be Moda, nothing to do with Kodesh. Stop. Balei Chaim Shemetu Shasurim. Mayikala Meimah. So then we have a riot now. Either it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, or it's got to be the other Pshat and Rabbi Shimon. Big trouble. Answers the more, not necessarily. Maybe Okabai Eskimim is Sukkinen. The Divrei HaKol. Maybe Einar Hinami. Like we said, everybody would be Moda. If it's Misukkinen, so then obviously Rabbi Shimon would have said if it weren't Kodesh, should be allowed to move it. And therefore, if we're talking about the Kodesh, only because it's Kodesh over there, you know, it would be Asur, but otherwise it would have been Mutar, and therefore it works out perfectly well. Aliba the Rabbi Shimon.
Misukkenet is on it, you were thinking about it?
Misukkenet? Oh, why is Misukkenet Mukhan? Yeah, because you're assuming that if it dies, you're going to use it for dog food. Gentlemen, that was so much fun. Now the question is, are they ready? If they're not ready, then we are. So we can continue. I didn't see anybody going in there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just now. By the time they come in, we'll be finished up. That's two. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, the old group of Shadr, the Kabin, the Rabbi Misabal, the Machazim, the Rabbi Zrik, the Tamir, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yehuda, all the Shadr, the Kabin, the Rabbi Zrik, and the Havcha, Yotzer, the Sabal, the Machazim, all the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Zrik, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yehuda, all the Rabbi Yehuda, my time, the Lord, Shaf, Tino, the Rabbi, the Mevad of the Rabbi Shimon. I'm like, So what do you know? I don't know. The Atma, the Yatech, huh? All the Havcha, the Rabbi Zer, Allah, the Rabbi Shimon, all my Mandahu, Omer Rabbi Yosef Tashma, the Talia Bashli Rav, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Omer Rabbi Mishum Kila Kadisha ben Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon v'chavei Rav, Omer Halacha k'Rabbi Meir, Omru, Aino Keshisha min Atuva, V'shitat Rabbi Meir, Omru, Atitlan. השוחט את הבכור בחג אחר על התבומו, רבי יהודה מתיר ורבי מאיר אומר אובן איש שחט שלו על פי מומחה עושר. אלמה כסב ורבי מאיר, ראיית בכור לאו כראיית שריפה. ראיית בכור מחיים, ראיית שריפה לאחר שחיטה. ומינה, ראיית שריפה אפילו ביום טוב. ראיית בכור, עולה מערב יום טוב. אמר לה, בית, תורת הברוי מומים פליגי, בקנסה פליגי. דאמר רבא ברבא חנם רבי יוחנן, בדוק, אין שבעין כולי אמר לו פליגי דיוצא בשם למשתנין, כי פליגי במומים שבגוף. רבי מאיר סבר גזרין המומים שבגוף, עתו מומים שבעין, רבי סבר לא גזרינן. אמר נחמא, יצא מתיתי נמי דקת, קטני. רבי מאיר אומר, הויום ונשקות שלו, פי מומחה, עושה, שמע מן הכנסו, דקוקו נשמע מן ה... עמי מרדינה חזי בוך כבר ולסיע. ביום התו, לא אוהב חזי, עוד דבר בלי רבני. אמר לו, אקסלנט, שפקוף את לא חזי. What? כבר רבני גוף את חזי. No. רבני כי חזי מיתמור את חזי. וביום תשאיר לכל משאיר. איך יעבי עובדה? כי הוא דעה ועובדה ודעתי בוק ולא תמיד רבה פני רמה ליום התו. אבל יעתי רבה וככה יפרש. דולי, אלה ככה זה למומי. אמר לה, זה לא יגן בתל המחר. כי התל המחר אמר, נו, איך יעבי עובדה? אמר לה, אבישאדי אין סערי בערב ניסר הוצא, אבי יהיו בערב כיסא, ובערי לבואי למייך, אי הרי שהוא פרטי הוצא לסבוטה. אמר לי, ודילמה עד קרמת לי, אמר לי, לא, חס ושלום, ומילא תאמרה, דגרמה, דגרמה, סתתי, מום לא יהיה בו, לא יעיה בו, And for instance, not to give you any ideas, but say Kotvela, we are near Kogabi, I was a Gresh of our fellow Vietlano, Tamulamar, Mum Komo, Roma, Mumma Komo. Very much, Metalo, his is in Mimkoma, Ama, Sevishal, with Rabbi Tafun, Alevi, Allah, Allah, and it made. Minitmas, the Beta Mitrash, Vishal, Vamrulo, Lo, his is in Mimkoma, Lemetan, Stamad, Lok, Rabbi Shimon, the Tali, Rabbi Shimon, and Mimkhatan, and Tadluim, and Vema, Veta, and Vela, with Neaklavim, Rabbi Yudam, and Light, and Vela, Mir of Shabbat Asura, Philotim, Rabbi Shimon, Mother, Rabbi Shimon, Vale, Hayim Shemetu, that are alive and kicking, Shasurim. Maybe from the Marbar, maybe Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, but I Rabbi Shimon, the same Shimon, the Shimon, the Shimon. Shah, and the Marbar, the Yezu Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, Michael Abema, to the Muziri, the Behemat Kodashim, the Kadamik Tani Aleva Allah, Allah, she did to make ma, Chala de Kadisha, Afe Makisha. Aha! El Tarima de Kadisha, or the Hulin Sharia, and the Kalamar Brother of Jesus, which made the Rabbi Kalokaya Rabbi Shimon Abdallah, and Shimon Shimon Shapir, and the Lamar Baram Amar, which made the Rabbi, Dora Modea, Rabbi Shimon Abdallah, and Shimon Shasuri, Michael Amar, of my skin on, Bimisu Kenneth, Biddy Frey Hakol. Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. And we got up to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, six lines down. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Avi Le'ahu Buchra. Now, as we know, we just had a machlokas here throughout the sugya between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And it boiled down to, besides other issues that had to do with muktz and so on and so forth, boiled down to the question of whether you could see a mum on Yantav. Rain mum in a Yantav, rain mum in a Yantav. So here came a question, Lamaisa, which reviewed, and the Siyah had a Bechor. It was Yantav. He wanted to shecht it. It had a mum. So Shabri Lekayim to Rabami. He sent it to Rabami, who was the official mum seer of the Beis Hanasi at the time. And Rabami suffered a little mechazia. Rabami's inclination was not to look at it on Yontif. It was to be machmir like Rabbi Shimon. Omar le Rabbi Zrika vitema Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Zrika was upset with him. Understand, we have a klal. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, alach Rabbi Yehuda. Why in the world are you being machmir over here like Rabbi Shimon? When generally speaking, we know that the Gemara Nerevin says this, one of the klalim, that whenever you have a machlokas between the two, you go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why do you want to be machmer at such a thing? Okay, so I wasn't getting anywhere with Rabbam. He was stubborn about it. So Hadashav came to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He sent now to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha that he should see it and be matrit. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also suffered a little mechazi. Also was inclined not to look at it on Yantav matrit. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, some say it was Rabbi Zreika, said to him, what is this? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, look, Rabbi Yehuda. Why in the world is everybody going crazy here? Omele Rabbi Abba. Come on. My time lo shaftinu rabbanon l'mevad of the Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that you're the one who's coming along and complaining that everybody is being naita like Rabbi Shimon? Okay, obviously people know something I don't know. I mean, I'm asking from the klal, Alok Rabbi Yehuda, and you're asking me, like, why I'm being so stubborn and insisting that they should not follow Rabbi Shimon. Understand? Atma b'yotcha. Okay, so what do you know? So tell me what it is. I mean, something's going on over here. Amalei, he says, well, I'll tell you. Hochi Amar Rabbi Zeira, Alok Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Zeira passed in this case like Rabbi Shimon, not Ali, but Rabbi Yehuda. So someone in the Beis Medrash was overhearing this. Omar Mandu, we don't remember his name, but somebody there said, Azkiva Asek Lahata, boy, I should only be Zoch. This is so suspicious. I love the way they quote. They're always quoting Gedolim from afar. I should be Zoch to go to Eretz Yisrael and meet Rabbi Zeira. V'agma l'shmaitz v'pumi demora. I want to hear it from him, that he's passing against Rabbi Yehuda in this case. We should be machmer like Rabbi Shimon. Lamaisa, this guy was Zeicha. He saw the glass, he went up to Eretz Yisrael, and Ashkel Rabbi Zeira, and he found Rabbi Zeira. So he said to him, oh, I can ask you to finish. Amalei, Omar Mar, did you ever say I look Rabbi Shimon? Amalei, lo, not be dumb, but I would say such a thing. What I said was, I'll tell you what happened. Ana Mistavra Amri. I didn't have the guts to go paskin or loch lamaisa that they shouldn't follow the rule. But what I said was, it seems to me, I mean, I never heard that there was a Besdin beferish to paskin otherwise. But I said that in this case it's Mistaber that we pass like Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah had the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? So over there in the Mishnah it said Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Mumoni Karmi, Ba'od Yom Ein Zemin Amuchan, and that was Rabbi Shimon's language. So we know that's how Rabbi Shimon put it. Now if you recall, in the Braita that we had, that Rabbi Oshaya brought, what he said was, Ketanei Rabbi Braita, he used the Lashon, that the Chachomim Emrim, we said before, that Ben Shinaila Bamumi Erev Yantav, Ben Shinaila Bamumi Yantav, Chachomim Emrim Ein Zemin Amucha. Now who are those Chachomim? That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon said. Obviously that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So why was the Braita quoting Rabbi Shimon as Stam, the Chachomim, as if that's the das of the Rabbi? So therefore I said that Shema Amina Mistavra Kavate. I said that it looks like there was an old psak that's now recorded in this Braita, that Rabbi Shimon is looked at as the Das HaRov, and that's the normative, and we always take a look at the normative, and we call it the Chachomim, in order that people shouldn't get confused, who the Paskin like. Okay, but Lamaisa, I mean, Rabbi Zera wasn't willing to stand behind the psak. And so, I mean, my Aviala, what's the bottom line? Do we see Mumin on Yontav or not? Amr of Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef, I can show you that this whole Shaila is Talya Ba'ashli Rav Ravi. This is a Shaila that is hanging on very, very thick cables. If you guys want to start playing games, there's old Piskei Halachas in this. That's what we use Ashli Rav Ravi. It means that we're Gedalim from previous Deiris had gotten involved in this. In order to get out of it, you're going to have some very, very strong ammunition. That's how Rashi learns all over. The Oruch actually learns that Ashrei doesn't mean cables, it means a Lashon of Eshel. Vayita Eshel beber Sheva means strong oak tree. So Ashrei Ravri means big, heavy-duty trees. Yom Reb Shimon ben Paz, Yom Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Yom Reb Yossi ben Shol, Omar Rebbe, Mishum Kila Kadisha to Birushalayim. I mean, man, we got some heavy ammunition here. That Rabbi Shimon v'chaveirav amru halachak Rabbi Meir. And over here, Rabbi Shimon and those who were with him were basically following the halacha of Rabbi Meir. Now, this makes absolutely no sense, because, I mean, to say that they were, quote, Kila Kadisha of Yerushalayim was Deiris before Rabbi. And when they're saying Rabbi Shimon, they're referring over here Rabbi Shimon with Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. But that whole discussion we had before, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh was saying, he tainted on Rabbi, how come? Why, I thought that Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rav Shimon bar Yochai, had already said that we're not Rayin Mumin. He said over that whole Braita with the three-part Braita. And so here we find Kila Kadisha of Yerushalayim describing what Rav Shimon ben Manasseh said. It's ridiculous. I mean, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh came generations afterwards. He was after Rebbe. Remember, he shows up in the Mishnah Novos in which he says that all the Midas Shimonu about the Chachamim, Kulam were found in Rebbe and his children. So, I mean, obviously, he was a generation afterwards. We found him at two daf ago. We found him discussing with Rebbe what the din was of living to Rebbe Shimon, meaning Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. So how in the world could Kehila Kadisha de Yerushalayim say the Lashon Rebbe Shimon v'chaver of Amruk, as if to say, oh, look at this tremendously chashuv psak, but this kid, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, but they're going to quote Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh as a kid in the base of Medrash? What's that supposed to be? Amru? So now Rabbi Yosef comes to explain. So what do you think that means? Amru, what? They would be quoting him as a psak halacha. Amru, ki'ilo. They said it, therefore you wouldn't dare argue. I mean, inu kishish benai tuva. They were much older than Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Even if we say that they were still alive at the time that he was a kid in the base of Medrash, but still, they certainly wouldn't have quoted him as a makor for halacha. He's authoritative. El, I'll tell you the pshat. They weren't saying amru, meaning psak halacha. They were basically talking between themselves and pointing out
that how it is in the course of generations, you find that old issues that had been dealt with when they were in the yeshiva, that here they come up in new guises, and that there are kids in the yeshiva today that are essentially saying the kind of svaras that they had been involved in when they were in the yeshiva. That's what they were saying. In other words, so they were saying that like this. They were saying, L'bishitas redineiram ruah. They were saying, isn't this interesting? You remember the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Now, the Meisner sheet of Rabbi Meir didn't say beferish anything about Rayin Mumin on Yantar. But what they were looking for ancient subconscious mekeres, basically, in how to look at a sugya that show up in later generations. They were saying it's very fascinating. Because what's going on right now, they overheard Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe talking with his friends. That this follows basically the sheet of Rabbi Meir, even though it's not, these guys don't even know it. It's not obviously connected. Because in the Mishnah it says, the Tanan, Ashochet tabuchor, v'acharkach hir ad mumo. Suppose somebody went ahead and shechted without checking with a mumcha. And then after he did the, it wasn't the mumcha rats, he went out and checked, it comes along now the mumcha, later on in the day, and he says, look, you weren't there at the time the sheikhet was here, so we went out and checked it, but we need you to see whether this is a kosher, was it okay? I mean, obviously we knew it was okay, but we're not allowed to shecht it without you, so we need your ex post facto, your stamp on it, that it's okay. So what's the din over there? So Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, as long as the mumcha confirms that this was really a mumkavua. So Rabbi Yehuda Matir says, okay, even though it's ex post facto, you can go ahead and eat it now. Rabbi Meir says, no, oil v'nishka shalapi, mumcha asur. Since you shechted it without asking, you can't eat it at all. So in other words, what is that, Mr. Yosef, what does that have to do with the question of whether Rain, Mumin, and Yantav has nothing to do with it? Ah, I'll explain to you what it has to do with it. This is the point. And Alma Kasav Rabbi Meir, what does this show you? It shows you that Rabbi Meir holds that there's something unique about Riyat Bechor. Because, look, if the question of Riyat Bechor was merely to confirm that this is indeed a mum, that you had a right to shecht, so then it wouldn't be any different than seeing a treifa. What's that say? You had the animal, you're not eating it yet because you have a problem. Is it a treif or not? Okay, so comes along now the chacham and you ask him, look, we found this in the animal. Is it okay? And even though now it's after the shechita. So you see from here that Rabbi Meir holds that Riyat Bechor is fundamentally different than Riyat Treifa. And that for some reason, the Riyat Bechor has to be done mechaim while it's alive before shechita. Whereas the Riyat Treifa is Liacha Shechita. So what does that show you? I'll tell you what it shows you. It shows you like this. That the Treifa is only to establish the facts. So what do I care when you see it? You see before, you see it afterwards. It's just a question of establishing the facts. But the Riyas Bechor is not just to establish the facts. It's to establish the Halach. In other words, that is Koveya, the Din, that, okay, now that we have the Rishus of the Mumcha, we can now Shechta. Which means that the Riyas HaBechor is basically creating a Chalot Heter on the Bechor, correct? So it's like being done at Adin. It's like all of these things that we have Gzeira not to do on Shabbos and Yontav. So if that's the case, that means that it's fundamentally different, Umina, from which we can establish that just like it's true in terms of this question whether you could see it after the animal was already shechted, it would also be true that Riyat Treifa, which is just to see if it's kosher or not, that you could do on Yontif. But Riyat Bechor, which is to define it, and it's not to say, look, we all know it's a broken leg. I mean, I don't need a mumcha to tell me it's a broken leg. But the point over here is that we have a takana, only a mumcha has a right to paskin. Okay, that's like going to court. You don't go to court on Yontif. So that's the way Rashi learned Eino Min HaMuchan before. So therefore, that means that Riyas Treifa could be afilu b'yantav, but Riyat Bechor, that has to be Meir of Yantav, which means that without their even realizing it, look at this, that the kids in the Beis HaMedrash today, see this group of kids, Shimon ben Menashe and his friends over there, they're all making the assumption that we established when we were younger, this halacha of Rabbi Meir, that there's something unique about Riyat Bechor, they're taking it for granted because they don't even realize they're taking it for granted. But Lemaisa, they were following this whole approach of Rabbi Meir without even knowing it. Omle Abaya said, man, what are you talking about? What's a Baroi Mumin Plige? You would think that that has to do, the Machlokas over there with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether you showed the Bukhar to the Mumcha before or after, that has to do with the question of how to view Rowing Mumin. That's a knas. It's a whole different issue. Because the Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, you know what, here's the problem. There are certainly very subtle Mumin, such as Dokin Shiba'ayin, which are extremely difficult to detect. Those are like cataracts, which sometimes are just a temporary condition, and they're not really cataracts. Other times, they're real. It takes an expert to be able to see that. And the problem is that you can't be sure after the animal has died that what you're looking at is the same as if you would have looked at it when the animal was alive. Because it changes. Because of the blood circulation and so on, the moisture in the eye. There's no way to really be sure, la'achar misa, that those were really Dokin Shabayin. They look like Dokin Shabayin. It could be if you saw when it was alive. So, Dokin Shabayin kuleyam lo pligidios. Mishum de mishtanim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that you cannot be bodek a subtle mum after you already did the shechita. That's for sure. So now the question is, what about mumim shebaguf? The animal has a broken arm. Obviously, that's not going to change before or after shechita. So keep pligi b'mumim shebaguf. So Rabbi Meir's shita is that gazrina mumin shabaguf atu mumin shabai. What does this have to do? You're making such a big to-do that Rabbi Meir is really saying is a whole new halacha of being mater b'char, and it's like donis. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. It simply has to do with logistics. So Shiloh, whether we made a gezera that since there are mumim that cannot be checked after shechita, so therefore we made a gezera, look, you can't check any mumim after shechita because people are going to get me because they don't know the difference. So because of that, we answered it. That's all. What does this have to do with the question of the status of Re'iyas Mumin and whether you could do it on Yontif or not? You're comparing apples and oranges over here. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Logas Rina. That's all. Omer Nachum by Yitzchak. You know something? The very Mishnah that Rabbi Yosef quotes to show that it is the same shows that it's not the same. Because the Mishnah that he quoted, what did Rabbi Meir say over there? Matzis and Amideka. The Tani Rabbi Meir Omer, Ho'il v'nishchat shelo api mumcha. You read that? Since it was shechted without the mumchas being there, asur. Why is that the point? Since it was shechted without the mumchas being there, is that the point? The point is that there was no psak to be muttered. This obviously is a lotion that you use when you're talking about a knas. Well, if you're doing it that way, that's all. We're going to punish you. You shechted it without the mumcha, us. And so you see clearly that the whole approach over here was more of a punishment type of issue. We're giving him a fine because he did it wrong. And it is not really because of some kind of chalos of iser.
Is also forever?
Yeah. So forever. Yeah, what else? I mean, we're not talking about Yantav over here. Oh. We're talking Stam. Shema mina knas or the kakonis. You see over here that's the point, that it's a knas, that's all. That, what does that have to do now with the issue of whether it's mutter to shecht, to be raya mumin on Yantav? Absolutely nothing to do with it. Right.
To avoid people taking the law into their own hands. Start shechting women without inviting the mumcha.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you should know there's really a bit of a machlokas how to seriously interpret the words knas over here, because the way Rashi's learning is that if it's because of the guy who did it, and this is somebody else. Was told by the Kohen. Mumcha was here this morning, he was matur. He went ahead and shechted it based on that. So it wouldn't be usher, because it's only a knas. But if that's the case, then we wouldn't paskin. Now, this comes out to be a halacha l'maaseh question, because if it's really a knas, then we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir b'knesotav. We only paskin like Rabbi Meir b'gzerotav. And since the Gemara is calling it a knas over here, it's a many rishonim who paskin, even though the pash, the sugya over here was that everybody was following now this, you know, this whole argument that it was, this was halibut of Rabbi Meir and was going like Rabbi Shimon and so on. It turns out that la halacha, we wouldn't follow Rabbi Meir because this is a knas. However, the Ramban is medayik, and it's mashma the Ramban also, because he says the same psak, that he does pask like Rabbi Meir, that the language over here is hoel v'nishchat, not hoel v'shachato. But since it was nishchat shalal pi mumcha, which is passive, if it's passive, then it's not a reference to the individual who did it. Right? It's not, since this took place without the mumcha, so that would mean that it's part of the gezeira never to be matir and mum, which could be mishtaneh. See, even a mum that's not mishtaneh, that doesn't mean knas in terms of you did something wrong. It means to make sure, so it's a getter of a gzera. And if that's the case, we pass him like Rabbi Meir b'gzerotav. So Tosis over here also says that over here we wouldn't pass like Rabbi Meir because it's lo b'knasotav, but l'maisa, from the Lashon, the Ramban says that doesn't really mean knas in the sense of stam a fine.
So why didn't
you say gzera? He's saying it's also mashma, that it's not mi ikar hadin. But in other words, it's an extension of the din, but he's using the Lashon knas. Now, so shema mina, that indeed it has nothing to do with Rayin Mumim beyond or not. Now, Ani Vardina was the Chazi Bucher of Enesiyahav. Ami Vardino, they used to call him rosy cheeked rosy Ami. Verit is a rose. They called him rosy Ami because he had these gorgeous red cheeks. I always called him rosy. Yeah, we brought him before. Yeah. So I mean, Rashi says, look, I mean, we wouldn't stam call him rosy, but he also happens to come from Vardinia. You know, the problem is that Vardinia was a city of thieves and no good things. So why would call somebody Vardini unless there was another meaning about that? Rashi doesn't say that. I'm adding to Rashi, but there's two levels of meaning in Ami Vardino. In any event, he was the official Chazi Buchra. He was the official Mumcha to be Roya the Bechor in the house of the Nasi. But Biyumatav lo Avi Chazi, he would not be Roya Mumin on Yontif. So people were very upset with him. What is his new Chumris over here? So Osiv Amrlo the Rabami we saw earlier. That Rabami was also the expert rebuke in the Siyat. And Rabami, see, he had been from like the previous generation. And when they told Rabami, he said, these upstarts, they won't look at Becharis. Everybody's firmer than thou. So now he's not seeing Becharis on Yontif. We'll tell the guy that's not true. Amalu said, on the contrary, Shaprakov, he's doing the right thing. The Lo Chazi. In fact, we had seen earlier at the beginning of the daf that Rabami suffered the Lo Chazi. Rabami also refused to be Roya the Mum for a Biyud in the Siyan. However, the Gemara, when they were learning this, they thought that Rabami was Roya Mum, and we'll see how they made that mistake. So they asked, what? Well, Rabami Gufei Chazi. Rabami used to see Mum in Anyantiv. So how come now he's all of a sudden supporting these upstarts? Ami Vardina. Ami never was Raya Amum on Yontif. What you thought was Raya Amum was actually that Rabbi Ami Kichazi Mietmol Havichazi. He would be Raya the Amum yesterday. But the Yontif Shiyula Kameshayo, he used to do the interrogation because Erev Yontif is a very busy time. So they would bring him an animal to be Raya the Amum. He would quickly glance at the Amum, determine whether it was a mum or not. And that said, okay, come back tomorrow, we'll discuss it. Now, you can't rely. Here's a little bit of a machlokas. Rashi learns it's talking about kayanim. So the kayan brings the mum. We don't trust kayanim. We don't trust the rayim of kayanim. Because they're always trying to be mice. They manage to get mumim in the animals all the time. Amazing thing. The animal just happened to be on a rock where it slipped. And how did it get on the rock where it slipped? Wow. And so on. So, okay, so we used to have this elaborate interrogation. in which they would have to bring witnesses that it was actually an accident, that there hadn't been a setup. So that's how Rashi learns. The interrogation you have to do is time to sit Erev Yontov and interrogate. So they come back tomorrow, we'll see if I can rely on the fact that this is a mum. But the actual Ria he saw right before. So beyond the Shiloh Kamashal, how did it happen? Like there was a Maiski, there was also a Maiski like that by Rava. Somebody came, brought up a Choros right before Yontov. So Yosef Rava, the Kachayev Reisha, Rava sitting in the shower with shampoo all over his hair. So the guy says, excuse me, but could you look at this? So Dali Eine, he manages to get a glimpse of this animal, V'chazia, Chazia L'mumah, he sees the mum, he says, okay, do me a favor, come back tomorrow, please. V'zila idna v'tala machar. So anyway, ki atala machar, when the guy came back the next day, so he said, okay, tell me what happened. Eche avuvda. Omar Lai, so he says, well, what happened was, avishad yan sari v'ach gitz v'hutza, we had like a fence that was made out of the sharp, you know, bamboo. This bukhar was over on the other side of the fence. We had this delicious animal feed, you know, on the other side. And this bukhar got really turned on. So instead of respecting our fence, this chutzpidike bukhar, Ayal Reshe puts his head between the sticks. Uparti hutzulaswite, and the bamboo cut his lips, and now they're split. So Rava said, huh, amazing coincidence. Dilma atgaramtale, maybe you had this whole thing set up, is that a possibility? Omale lo, me, chas v'shalom. So with that ends the story. So now, l'chora, so the Maram Shif, Taina on Rashi, I mean, if that's the pshat, so how could you believe him? What do you mean, no? No, thank you. I don't believe you say no. So someone is like, must be brought aid him, but we don't bother telling you the whole story, because certainly that's not the mashmos of the Amalei Lo. So he says maybe the pshat is it wasn't the Kohen, and that Lamaisa, since when you bring a Bukhar, you can't bring a Bukhar to Bishal on a Mum unless a Kohen is with you, because otherwise we're chash that you're trying to steal it away from the Kohen. Like if the Kohen's there, he's going to make sure that he gets it. So because of that, we always interrogate. But it's not miyikra din that it goes that you have to bring a raya. But we want to make sure people are not like, they don't think that they're not going to face questioning. They're going to face questioning about it. So maybe it's a different issue. But in any event, Rabbi Ami had the same maisa like this, where people thought that he was being ray of the moon. He wasn't being ray of the moon. He had actually, maybe there were 20 animals that were brought. He didn't have time on Erev Yontov to sit there and give everybody a 10-minute meeting. But he looked over each animal, determined which ones were mum kavua, that he was kavea on Erev Yontov. He didn't tell them that they have a right to shecht. When they came back on Yontov and he interrogated them, then if he was satisfied with the interrogation, then he said, okay, I saw your animal yesterday. It's okay, and you could shecht on it. But in terms of seeing it for the first time, in Achinami, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon that it's also. So therefore, Ami Vardina and his predecessors, Rabbi and the job, would not be Ray of the Moon on Yontav itself. It says the Gemara, but when you ask, like maybe you set it up, how do you, maybe it's Mutter to set it up. No, is it normally, I mean, to say a grama is us? How do you know a grama is us? Or maybe, when we not tamra, the grama asur. Maybe the Torah only asured making a mum. I mean, you're making like a whole big deal to interrogate a person. Could be the mihikra din. Where did it say it's asur to be geir and that a mum should happen? It just says you can't make a mum.
Make holes in your feet, and you'll feel it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, why not? As long as I'm not doing it, is it that, does it say it has to be a matzah that needs be'etzim to be avoided? Or it's just that I'm not allowed to do it be'adayim? I mean, there may be absolutely nothing immoral about setting up a situation that the animal should get a mum. It's like putting on a Shabbos eger before Shabbos. How do you set up the Shabbos eger before Shabbos? You're gonna see to it that something is done on Shabbat. I mean, why not? You make a big deal about it. Show me that it's a problem. Show me it's a problem. Is there something immoral about having a mum? Says the Gemara, no, there's a braita that explains this. The Tanya, indeed, it says in the pasuk, mum lo yiebo. That's a kol mum lo yiebo. So lo yiebo, ain't the other shlo yiebo mum. This means that the Pashtas would say, okay, that means shlo yehayebo. In other words, you should not see, what's this lo yiebo? What is that supposed to mean? There shall be no mum in it. I mean, that's not my business. Either there is or there isn't. What are you telling me? If there is a mum, there is a mum. I mean, you're telling me, oh, that's wrong. It can't mean that. So the only way to understand it is if I would just be given kol mum, is mum lo yehayebo, basically. In other words, what it's basically telling you is see to it that you don't create a mum, right? Okay, so ein li ela shelo yehayebo mum. That means yahyeh is an existential word. You should not be the creator of that mum. But minayin shelo yigrom lo ayedei davar acher. I mean, where do we see in that pasuk that you shouldn't cause the mum to happen? If anything, the word yahyeh is extremely focused on the bringing into existence. So maybe, I mean, how do you know shloya vibatseik udvila? Maybe bring a nice tasting dough or a nice tasting date. Mianiach lo agabe ahozen. Put it now on the ear of this animal, and then let your dog loose. You know. Say, go boy, sick it. Let the dog go and eat the cookie and chew up the ear while he's at it. And then you have a bechor with a missing ear. So maybe that's mutter. Talmud loma, no. That's what it says. Kolmum lo yebo. It's got kolmum. Kolmum, that's what it's saying. Omar mum, yomar kolmum. So that means you have to be in a matzav in which you avoid any mum. Because otherwise, there's no meaning to say kol if you're telling me it's yahyeh. I mean, obviously, either it is a mum or it's not a mum, if that's the yahyeh. If kol mum means something, it can only mean any way it's going to get there, you have to make sure that you're not responsible for. So, memeo, the interrogation included even these causes for a mum that I should be going.
What is the mum? It's only mutter to the kohanim or even to the baalim? The mum
in it's mumon hakohen, but it's mutter to anyone. In other words, it's like my serishin. I am supposed to give it to the Levi. I'm not over an Isser if I eat it, except stealing.
Yeah. Even if it happens in his house, in the house of the Baalim, he has to bring it to the coin.
Yeah.
After the mum, he goes to the coin.
Goes to the coin. That's why we only allow you to be shayel on a mum if the coin is present, because we're afraid you're makbet on the Isser. I mean, you're not going to sheft kachin b'chutz, but nah, the coin, you know. You never really know he's a coin. Maybe I'm a coin.
What do they do today in the modern companies? Not a solar having.
They sell a piece to a goy before it's born. Kedushas. Yeah. All right. Saba Josh, unfortunately, is an onen. His brother was nifter, so he can't be with us today.
Zokta, the commissioner.
Behimar Shemeta. Lo yezizenu mimekuma. On Yontif, if an animal dies, we had the case where the animal had fallen into a boar. Things are getting worse rapidly by the Mishnah. By this point, this animal's dead. It's too late. So here, the animal died. Can you move it? Lo yezizenu mimekuma. You cannot move it even from its place. Now, this lechora runs counter to what we saw earlier. You're allowed to cut up and avail of the fnei klavim. I mean, why exactly is this a problem? Seems to be dependent on the issue of whether it's mukhan or mukta, which the Gemara will deal with. There are ways of learning it that it's not dependent on that issue. Yeah. Umaaseh sheshalut Rabbi Tarfon alea. There was once a story where they asked Rabbi Tarfon about whether it would be mutter to cut up an animal, and they also another shaila. They had chala. That was nitmeit. Now, chala v'nitmeit has a problem, because normally, I mean, the most you could do if the chala is dinner truma. So if it's tmeya, you're not allowed to eat it. However, you are allowed to burn it. Problem is that on yontiv, ein sorfim kachim b'yontiv, which we learn out from a pasuk. So that means you can't really use it today. So they asked Rabbi Tarfon, and nichnas lebeit ha-midrash v'sha'al, v'omru lo lo yezizei mimekoma. Not allowed to move it at all. Either. So, says the Gemara, so in other words, you're telling me that we finally have a Mishnah that's saying clearly, so lema tnan stama the lok Rabbi Shimon? Make such a big deal over here that you're not allowed to move it because it's muktzah. I mean, Rabbi Shimon says beferish, which we've had so many times before, in which Rabbi Shimon's psak, the Tani Rabbi Shimon, Omer mechatkina tadluim lefnei abeima, v'tanu nevela lefnei aklavim, that you are allowed to cut up. Here it's talking about Shabbos. The animal dies on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. He says, if lo is an avelim heir of Shabbos, you're not allowed to fisheinim an amuchan. Reversal of the shitas, of course, of the lo sheinim an amuchan, which Rash, remember Rashi in the Mishnah, before Taina, that must be neinim an amuchan a different way. Tosfos says, no, there's cases where, indeed, because of Ein Royin Mumin, that Rabbi Shimon comes out being the one who's saying neinim an amuchan. But in any event, the classic machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is legabe a mukta of this type. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not Muchan from Lifnei Shabbos or Lifnei Yontev, it's Mukta. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no such problem. So here the Mishnah is coming out in the open and saying, we paskin out like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to cut up a pumpkin that wouldn't be edible otherwise for a behema or an avela where the animal died on Shabbos for the dogs. And Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mlai Tanavelam Erev Shabbat Asura says, we're not. There are ways of making this Mishnah work out. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon as well. Because Moda Rabbi Shimon Babale Chaim Shemetu Shasrin. If you had a well animal, it was not a Mesukenet before, the animal Ben Ashmoshes was perfectly healthy, and now it dies on Yontev, Rabbi Shimon's made it that that's Aser. The only case where he said that it's mutter is where the animal was not well before Yontev. So over there, since it was a besuken, it is considered to be daite aluyus. He was mutter, but otherwise he would have been made that this is completely nailed. It's off the walls, and he's made it. We know the list of muktzes that he's made it. Says, well, now wait a minute. That's a big machlokas whether Rabbi Shimon is made about cases of balei chayim shemes. I mean, heinich lamar bara meimar. Mar Bar Meima quotes Rava as saying that Moda Aya Rabbi Shimon Babale Chaim Shemetu. So okay, back in Shabbat we had that discussion, and if you indeed agree with Mar Bar Meima's psak, so then fine, we can work out the Mishnah and Shapir, make the Mishnah work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Mar Bar Rabbi Yosef, who quotes Rava saying otherwise, that the Omar Chalukaya Rabbi Shimon Afila Babale Chaim Shemetu Shemutarin. According to him, Rabbi Shimon held that even if the animal had died without warning on Shabbos itself, and nonetheless it's mutter, so now the Mishnah, there's no way to make it work out. Ma'ik al-Mimar, so what are you going to say now? Oh, says Ziri, I can still make it work out like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because Tergumu is Ziri, Bebehemas Kachim. Who says it's talking about over here, a Bebehemas Chulin? They have a right to give to your caliph. Behemas kachim, you don't have a right to give. So it's certainly not roy for a caliph. And anyway, you can't be paid on yontim. So what's the problem? If it dies, so it would be us. As a matter of fact, I know you're going to sound crazy, yeah? Like, where do I come up with the ideas? Behemas kachim, adarabah. Artaina, that's the meaning of the Mishnah. Dekanami, take a look. Why did it throw in the Mishnah as a complete non sequitur? All of a sudden, oh yes, and there was a Maisa where they asked about that and about Chala Shenitme. Well, what is Chala Shenitme? Get into the whole discussion over here. Huh? I'll tell you. That's the pshat. Ala Chala Shenitme, it's coming to clarify the case. Chala, by definition, is Kadisha. And that was the whole problem, that you ain't surface that kachim beyond it, right? So therefore, the case over here that was compared to the Chala, which was the Behema, that died, was talking about a Behema, the Kadisha. And that's the reason that the Mishnah was saying that it's us. But Enoch Inami, otherwise it would be okay.
How did it become Kochim? It was Maktishit. How did it become Kochim in the hands? If the Baal said, I'm going to bring this as a Korban, that's how it becomes Kochim.
We're not talking about a Bechor.
No, how does a behemoth become kochim?
How does a behemoth become kochim?
If he's...
Somebody's magdish it to bring as a... Yeah?
If he's magdish before... The moment he's magdish it becomes kochim.
As opposed to what? What's your question? How else would it be?
Be'ilah, whatever it is. If somebody else
Now you want to learn Me'ila and Zvachim and probably Erechim.
You can't change his mind. That's Kochim and that's him.
Bad news. Our president needs to go over a Kol HaShas with each issue. It's a tremendous mile, but not for Daf Yomi. So now you're making this a very interesting diuk that you just made. So now that diuk ought to prove that it's only in this case. That's a very good point. Why indeed did the Mishnah compare it to challah? Because this would only be true because it's a behemas kachim. But if it had been other chulin, it would have been mutter. Why? So if I held a nichal marbreder of Yosef mishpeh the Rava, if I pass in the way marbreder of Yosef said that chaluka ya Rabbi Shimon af balechayim shemetu shemutarim. So now like this, I could say the Mishnah's going I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon, but wait. Even there's in Rabbi Shimon, there's a machlokas about what Rava's psak was, whether Rabbi Shimon would have argued even on a behemoth that wasn't misukenet before Yom Tov or before Shabbat, right? So then, okay, at least it will work out in the Mishnah, Aliyah, but Rabbi Shimon, if Rabbi Shimon is choluk even where the animal was well before Shabbat, and therefore, if it hadn't been that it was kachim, indeed, it would have been mutter to cut it up for the klavim. That's why the Mishnah had to specify this case, Abahemas kachim, that then you're not allowed to move it. But any other circumstances, since Aliba, the Rabbi Shimon, Aliba, this approach, Rabbi Yosef's approach in Rava, okay, so now everything would work out. But if you hold, like Marbara Meimar, who quotes Rava as saying that Rabbi Shimon would have been made, Babalechayim Shemetu Shasurim, so why did we have to say it was behemat kachim? Why did we compare it to challah? Why couldn't it simply be a normal animal that died, and now it would be usher? Because that's how Rav understood Rabbi Shimon. So isn't this now a final proof from the Mishnah? There's no other way that this Mishnah works out except to admit that Mar Bar Amemar was wrong in how he explained Rav's psak and Rabbi Shimon. Otherwise, how are you going to understand the Mishnah? Why would the Mishnah have to create a case of kachim? No, not necessarily. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal is misukenet. So if the animal was misukenet before Yantif, so then there's for sure nothing. The whole discussion about Rava was only a discussion in the case where the animal is perfectly healthy. So there was a question whether Rabbi Shimon would have held nonetheless its mutter to be chaytachit for klavim. But if it was misukenet, so for sure everybody agrees that it wouldn't have been muktzah libe to Rabbi Shimon, right? So therefore, if that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so the only reason that you're not allowed to move it is because it's kachim. But otherwise, since it was misukenet before, so he knows that he's going to be using it on Yantav, so therefore, libe to Rabbi Shimon, it's not muktzah. This is how Rashi learns. The words v'divrei hakol, Rashi basically ignores. Could be he didn't have it, or could be he holds divrei hakol in Rava. However, there are others who learn that in a case where it was Mesukenes, and even Rabbi Yehuda would be made that is Yoshev Mitzap. And he would also agree that it isn't Mitzap. That's not Rashi. Because Rashi is learning the Mishnah works out Dafka, leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon because it's a misukenet, and therefore we need to define that the case is talking about kach. Okay, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. We wouldn't have had to do that because according to him, it would have been, no matter what it was, it would have been us. Okay, you're on again, dear President.
Zokte, the commissioner.
That was a rather boring Zokte, like a Mishnah.
Zokte, the commissioner.
That's better. Ein nimnin ala beima lechatchila biyom tov. Aval nimnim aleha mi'erev yom tov v'shochatinu mechalkim b'nehem. So now, we'll see in the Gemara that what this actually means is that it's a reference to the Isser of doing business on Yom Tov. What bechlal is the Isser of doing business on Yom Tov? So this, I mean, it's a complex issue because, interestingly enough, in Nehemiah, and Rashi brings over here the story in Nehemiah, it mentions over there that they used to, there was tremendous hakpada that Ezra and Nehemiah saw that people were coming in and doing business on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they made a tremendous to-do about it. And Rashi later on sees this as being really Isser Midivrei Kabbalah included in Mimtzol Hefzecha, the Daber Daba. This is considered to be so much an Uvda Dechol that it's the way in which a person acts all week. That's the whole point of the Shabbaton on Yom Tov and Shabbat itself, is to avoid doing the things that you normally do, which is interesting because Lamaisa in people's psychology, people that are not B'day Torah, so they think that's what it means. That's what Shabbos means. Don't go to the business on Shabbos. Even though like that's a minor issue because it's not a malacha. But that part became so much part of people's psychology because of the whole Ma'aseh and Ezra and Nehemiah, that that's how they view Shabbos and Yom Tov. So even without any particular gezerot, there are gezerot in terms of mekach u'memkar that are not normal mekach u'memkar that you would do. Where over there we have a gezerah shema yichtov. So over there, what are you going to say? Somebody wants to have something to eat on Yom Tov. That's not going to be included necessarily in Daber Davar, Mitzol Chavtzecha, Samay Chavtzecha, Chavtzecha Shomayim, want to have something to eat. Okay, so there's also Gzeres Darabana, Bechlal, about doing something which you may come to be over on Ktiva. So since you're making a business deal, it has to be written down, I owe you X, Y, or whatever. So we made a Gzeres. Okay, so this includes a number of different levels over here. But we'll see that that's what it means. It means you can't go now. They used to get a chabura together to shecht an animal. An animal is very expensive, and oftentimes the butcher doesn't want to take a chance on it. If it's too close, he's not going to be able to sell it. They didn't have refrigeration and so on. You put together a group. And so over here it's Yontip. You want to put together a group, but you're not allowed to mention money. Because then already we are, then it's like doing business. So you can't be mona lechatchila, but you can be nimna le'ami erev Yontip, and then, even though you didn't do the Shechita, and now you're going to have to be Mechalik on Yom Tov, that's okay. It can be Shechit and Mechalik, it can be named Aliba, what you had defined Erev Yom Tov. Now, something is wrong with the way Rashi explains the Mishnah. Either he didn't, some say he didn't have the Girsa, that Nimnin Aleim mi Erev Yom Tov, because he doesn't mention that. He just says, Shochet HaTabach Balot Pisubidami. He only explains the last piece. Shechit and Mechalik b'neim. So you can go ahead, not define money, and then tomorrow you'll define what each piece cost. But you can say, okay, he took half, he took a quarter, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, some learned that Rashi, not that Rashi had a gears of O, or he understood the Vishochtim as an O Shochtim. He was only coming to explain the second part. So in other words, either you could define what you own from Erev Yom Tov, then obviously it means that, yeah, I mean, would I have to speak out Shochter Mechalkim your name, obviously. So if I define it, or if that's when it's mutter, so then I can take it on Yom Tov. So the second case is a different case, according to Rashi. Either I could define it, or of Yom Tov, and then obviously I take my piece, or I can split it up on Yom Tov Gufa without ever having discussed it before Yom Tov. And then after Yom Tov, we'll come back now and define what each piece cost. So, says the Gemara, what's the meaning of ein nimnin? My ein nimnin. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel means ein poskim damim lechatchila. You don't sit there and define what each thing is worth al habeim b'yom Tov. So what can you do? Say, how do you manage them to get it? Omer Rav, look, what you do is like this. Mevi shtei be'emot, ma'amidam zu etzazu. You bring two animals, bring another animal, which is basically the same value. And then after Yom Tov, you say, okay, now tell us what it was worth. Here's what we took. Basically an animal like this one. Tani nami achi. Lo yomar adam l'chavira, areni imcha besela, areni imcha b'shtayi. You can't tell somebody who's about to buy an animal, okay, listen, I'll buy one sella worth, I'll buy two sella worth. You're not allowed to mention the actual value of the money on Yom Tov. What you can do, you could say, Omer lo, Arenim chalamech, sella shlish, I'll take 25%. That you could say. I have no idea how much that costs. We won't talk about it today. Tomorrow we'll go back and say, this is the type of animal I took. Okay, how much do I owe you? As long as there's no mention of money. So this halacha, no mention of money, is no gain. A lot of cases, let's say you want to buy food from a makolet owner who knows you, will be samech on you. You take something, you say, okay, I'm taking this. As long as you don't mention the money.
But different types of meat is also different prices.
So, okay, so you have to tell them what you took. I took the side, or I took the rump, or whatever
you did. This happened more than once in your life, because my question is about the definition of a secret piece of gum here. If I go, closing, a friend of mine is eating in a certain hotel, and I decide I want to join him on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not going to pay for me for the meals, so I have to pay for myself. Now, can I ask the lady there, can I ask the lady there how much, I want to find out how much it would have cost me to join him for one meal on Shabbos? Because I'm concerned, if I just tell her, I'll pay after Shabbos, who knows what the price is, I'm not sure I want to do it, so is that considered a piece of
gum? You want to find out from someone what it costs, but not mention that I'm going to pay X.
Well, there's a lady, it happened to me more than one case. That's the question. In other words, I can ask someone who's eating.
No, that's a problem. If you go to, let's say, you go to the desk first, and you ask how much does it cost a year for Shabbos.
I'm not a guest, right?
Right, and then you go down to the kitchen, to the dining room, and you sit down and eat without defining anything. So that's fine. There's two different things. One was just you found out a piece of general information.
Right.
They didn't make a note of the fact that you're eating.
Right.
So it wasn't nogea. Then later on, somebody else made a note of the fact that this guy had another guy with him. So there's but there where you're telling her on the spot that this is what it is that I'm going to be paying, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way to avoid that. In order that it shouldn't be together.
I can find out from anybody what the price is.
Right, because then it's not nogea, it's a bachila. And then the achila is separate.
So for myself, I could ask one person who works there what the price is, and the other person say, okay, I'll eat here and I'll pay you after Shabbos. It's not like an asek between the other person for the.
Yeah, I would think. Okay, today's the Chazor of Zayin. Rav Yirin Asiya Havelei Avubuch Rashad and Kavin Rabami. But Samad Alon Bachaz. Amalei Rav Yizrika. Vitaim Rav Yirmiya. What's your problem, Rav Yirin Rav Yishimin? Alok Rav Yirin. It's Mutter to be Chazor. No, Hada Shad and Kavin Rav Yitzchak Nafke. He also didn't want to be Mechazor. Amalei Rav Yirmiya. Vitaim Rav Yizrika. I don't get it. Rav Yirin Rav Yishimin. Alok Rav Yirin. Why is everybody trying to avoid this? My time, obviously, there's a reason everybody wants to pass it over like Reb Shimon. Okay, so what do you know? Did you really say Alok Reb Shimon? Of course not. Anyway, Anam is Stavra Amim. I'm telling you, I sneeze. Rabbi Shimon Abu Koshay Muma Nikram Revod Yom. Ein Zem in Amucha. And then in the Brayta that we find this exact psak said over Beloshon Chachamim. So Shema Minam is Stavra Kavasa. Okay, but Lamaisa, since he didn't pask in my Aviyala, Om Rav Yezit Hashma to tell you about Ashley Rab Rabbi. No, Om Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Om Rav Shimon Levi, Om Rav Yezit Ben Shaul, Om Rabbi. Mishum Kila Kadisha to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon v'Chaverav, Amru, Alach Rabbi Meir, Amru. What's this Amru? What's an authoritative Amru? These are kids. Ayinu Kashishim in Aituva. No, Meshitas Rabbi Meir Amru is what they were trying to say. It's not. The Shochet is a Bechor. Harkach Hered Mumo. So Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Meir Amar, Ha'av Nisha Chalpi Mumcha Asur. So Amak Asav Rabbi Meir, Riyat Bechor, Lav Kriyat Trefer. Riyat Bechor has to be Mechaim, because it's Koveya the Uvdot. Riyat Trefa is Riyat Hashvita, because it's not Koveya, just it's a Gibli Milsa. So Umina, Riyat Trefa, if you will be Yomtev, Riyat Bechor, Meir of Yomtev. Omelay Abba, what does it have to do with that? Oto Hatzim Barayim Mumim Plegei. Biknasa pligi, the Amar Rabba Barbachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Biduk and Sheba Ayin Kulei Amalo pligi de Asur Mishum de Mishtanim after death. Ki pligi of a mumim Shebaguf, which are not Mishtanim. Rabbi Meir Savar, Gazrina Mumim Shebaguf, Otu Mumim Sheba Ayin, and Rabbi Yudah Savar, or Gazrina, Omer Nakru Ba Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, even in the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi brought them in Deka. Diktani Rabbi Meir Omer, Ho Iuv and Ishchat Sheloa Pimum Chasur, Shishwami is a Knasa de Kakanishmami. Ami Vardino, Chazi Bukhr, the Venesia. And Biumatama, Loabe Chazi, Otva, Amri, Rabami. Although he's right. Shaper kavod lo chazim. Eini, Rabbami gufi chazim. No. Rabbami ki chazim yatmola bi chazim. Just beyond him, he went to the shiulei komishayle. He would say, hey, chavi uvda. Ki hodi ahu gavad, hai te bruchu rakami de rava, apani amalu yuma tava. Poor rava sitting there, kachayev reishe. So, dal, eini, vachachazi elamumi. I'm like, okay, zila, even a tolamachar. Yeah, tolamachar, omar. So, okay, tell me, how did this happen? I'm like, well, Abishadi and Sari, Bahisra Utsa, Bahiyu Bahido Kisa, and then Bahadida Bahi Lamerical, I erase your party with the Sfutse. I'm like, Dilma Atkar Amtele. No, that's for Shalom, me. Umino Tremor de Groma Asur. Tatanya Mum lo Yihiebo. Ainly Ella Shalo Yehayebo Mum. Minain Shalo Yigromla, Yededa Vacher. Shalo Yavi Batse, Kodre Lavi, Anierlo Agabeozen. Kadesh Yavo Akela Vietlena. Tamar lomar komum, omar mum, yomar komum. Beimah shemeita lo izzenamim koma, umaase vishalo et Rabbi Tarfon aleha, and alachala shenitme, nichnase beit ha-midrash, vishalo mar lo, lo izzenamim koma. Oh, so lo imatran stavet alok Rabbi Shimon? Detanya Rabbi Shimon omer mechatchin et adluim lefnei ha-beimah, ve'et ha-nevela lefnei ha-klavim. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo ait ha-nevela me'erev Shabbat asura. Apparently the Mishnah is saying exactly that. Nah, feel tame Rabbi Shimon. Mode Rabbi Shimon v'balei chayim shemeitu shasurim. And wait a minute. Not everybody agrees with that. Einich lamar bara meimar mishmei derav deyamar mode Rabbi Shimon v'balei chayim shemeitu shasurim. Okay, shabner. But how about according to my brother of Yosef mishmei derav, deyamar chalukaya Rabbi Shimon afilu v'balei chayim shemeitu shemutarim. So how are you going to explain the Mishnah? Why is it usher? It's talking in the Mishnah about Behemat Kochim. Dekanami, Dektoni, Alovi, Alachalash, and it made. So, Machalah, the Kadisha, Behemat Kadisha. Oh, so that will be Medak the opposite. So, Elotayim, Adafka, the Kadisha. But if it hadn't been, it had been Chulin, it would have been Mutter. So, hey, Nikolamar, Breder of Yosef, Shmei, the Rabbi, the Amachaluk, Ayarabi, Shimon, Apabali, Chaim, Shemet, Shemutorim. Okay, now I understand why you have to say it's talking about Behemat Kochim. But according to Marba Ameimar Mishmei the Rabba, the Amar Modaya Rabbi Shimon Babal Chayim Shmei the Shasurim, why do we have to say it's talking about Kochi? Michael Ameimar, there everybody's about if it's Misukenet, so then for sure it's not considered to be Mukts unless it's a famous Kochi. And Nimnim Alabeim Alechatchila Biyom Tov, Aval Nimnim Aleham Yerav Yom Tov, Vishokatinu Mechakim Beneihim. My inimim am Rabbi Yonah Meshul im poskim damim lechatchila la beima biyom tov. Hechi avid amarav mevi shte beimot umaamidam zu etzol zu veomer zu kazu tani rami alki lo yomar adam lechaveiro arinim chabesela arinim chabeshtai avlo omer lo arinim chalamech tzel shlish velorav yam.